Now, Christmas Eve is the most important day of the holiday, according to Czech tradition. Although known as the generous day, Štědrý den, when it comes to food, one is meant to be quite modest. Few people fast all day on December 24th, but many do follow the Christian custom of eating meatless dishes for lunch. Spruced up with a plaited Christmas sweetbread, or vanočka, Brian Kennedy has more.
The name vanočka derives from the word for Christmas, vanoce, the first written mention in the Czech lands of such a special festive Christmas sweetbread was made by the Benedictine monk Jan of Holešov in the 15th century treatise on Christmas Eve. According to his interpretation, the plates symbolized the Christ child wrapped in cloth. Some Czechs spend days practicing how to plait the braids, 9 in all, in 3 layers. The bottom layer of 4 strands represents the earth, sun, water, and air. The middle layer of 3 strands symbolizes reason, will, and emotion. And the top layer of 2 strands, love and wisdom, bringing people closer to God. That said, some enduring symbolism attached to the notoriously difficult to prepare treat seems more grounded in pagan rather than Christian beliefs. Many Czechs still leave this delicacy to the professionals. Baker Mirka Korismanova explains.
When the winter solstice came, people were afraid the sun would disappear forever. The vanočka braid symbolized a rope that they hoped would attract the sun and somehow keep it from going away. The sweetbread's history dates back to the 16th century, when only members of the Baker's Guild could bake it. But it was not until the 18th century that people started baking vanočka at home.
Every Czech family has a vanočka recipe, but most add slivered almonds and raisins, preferably sultanas, to leave the leavened dough, and bake into the plated loaf a shiny coin minted in the outgoing year, which brings health, wealth, and happiness to its finder. Lemon rind and rum are added for color and flavor, while the icing on the cake, so to speak, is a dusting of powdered sugar atop an egg and butter glaze. As for the strands, the first tier is the most difficult to get right, because it should be a plate of 4. All the while, the baker, traditionally the mistress of the house, must wear a white apron and headscarf, hold her tongue throughout, and jump up and down by the oven. Mirka Krojzmanova again.
So the dough would rise, you had to, or should, jump as it leavened. When I think about it, my mother would always say, the dough jumped well, or the dough jumped badly, so I guess jumping was meant to make it nice.
In olden days, the first successful vanočka would be presented as a Christmas gift to one's landlord or landowner, in the case of tenant farmers, as a sign of respect.